tonight I get to share our theme, which is thriving in motherhood. There's our nice sign. So just wanted to ask, thriving, that's a word that's used a lot these days. So I was wondering if anyone could just share in a word or two, what do you think of when you hear the word thriving? Maybe in a word or two, just pop out and share. What do you think of with thriving?
Intentional?
Great. Anyone else?
I feel like I think of success, or like doing something well.
Okay, great.
Growing?
Great. Yes.
Being better than okay.
Better than okay. I kind of like that one. Yeah.
Peace. Like not being like anxious or stressed or like overwhelmed.
Awesome. Wonderful. Good. Wow. Great thoughts. Wonderful. Well, to be honest, to me, at times, thriving can sound a little overwhelming, kind of like it's another big check I have to make on my mother to-do list of like, oh, great, now I have to define myself as thriving top of everything else that I'm doing. And some days, as women, as moms, it can feel a bit more like surviving than thriving. And the definition of surviving means to continue to live or to exist. And maybe that's not what God desires for us. He wants much, much more for us than just surviving. And what God really wants for us is that in the everyday things that happen throughout our days, especially as moms, He does want us to thrive. So as we look into this word thriving throughout the year, how are we to thrive in our motherhood, in prospering as mothers of little ones? But first and foremost, as women of God, well, I actually believe that thriving starts in the coming. But what are we coming to? There's lots of voices and distractions bidding for our time and attention, right? Our families, of course, and our children. There's laundry, there's dishes, there's grocery shopping, there's Pinterest and Instagram, and even Netflix. But there's one voice, the voice, that's truly calling for our hearts and our souls. And it's the Lord's voice. He's asking us to come. That's what God's really asking from each of us. Just come and see. Come to Him. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That sounds a lot like mothering some days, right? Just come. That's what Jesus is asking of us. Coming to Jesus where we can find rest, even for our weary mothering hearts some days, right? In Matthew 19:14, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." We have so much to learn from our kids, ladies. Just wait, as they grow, you're gonna learn sometimes more about you than you do about the children. But the littles, they just come to you freely, unconditionally, with love and open arms. They just come. And Jesus is asking us to be just like those children and just come to Him. And if we come, He promises that He's there when we come to Him. So tonight, I want to encourage you that each of you, if you feel like it or not, you, we, together, are on the road to thriving. We may all be in different places on that road, but we're on it. And how do I know that? Well, because this room is filled with women. You've all come here. You've made tonight a priority, and you're around tables with moms in the same stage of life that you are because you want to grow in that mothering. You want to know what this year may hold in your mothering. You may want to encourage other moms in their mothering. Well, I want to encourage you that in that mothering, the most important thing is that we want to grow as a daughter of God, and that's what we hope for in moms. We want to come and see what the Lord has for us. So let's get started. I am so encouraged about our verse in Psalms, because Psalm 1 actually has had a huge impact on me as a believer. It's actually been a bit of a roadmap for me on how to live the Christian life. If you want to know If you're in God's will, read Psalm 1. If you want to know what you should or shouldn't do, read Psalm 1. If you want to thrive, read Psalm 1. So let's do that now. You can listen or you can follow along up there on the screen as I read God's word from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Well, here, God, in his kindness and his mercy towards us, is telling us what not to do. Do not walk, stand, or sit with people that are going to lead you into sin. Instead, in his love for us, he tells us the best way to live, to delight in his law, and to meditate on it day and night. Why? Well, as we look deeper into our verse, we're going to find out that he wants us to prosper or to thrive. One of my favorite Bible study dictionaries is the Webster's 1828 dictionary. If you're ever looking up, want to look up some good words for Bible study, that's where you should go. And it actually defines prosper as thrive. And that's part of our verse. So why don't we dig in to verse 3? It's highlighted a little darker there for you. So I'm just going to read again our verse for our year. Verse 3. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Well, in reading this verse, Bible study habits just kind of take over and keywords jump out at me in this verse. And so I've put a piece of paper on your table for you just to jot down some thoughts that you might have, words that might come to you as we come and see this verse together. The first word that jumps out to me in our verse is the word blessed. Where do I see this word? Well, it comes from the first word in our verse, he. I had to ask myself, who is he? For that, we have to go back to verse 1 in Psalm and see that he is referring to the blessed man. And as we read on in verse 2, he's blessed because his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. We are truly blessed, ladies, when we come to God's word and delight in it. But let's be honest, in the busyness and sometimes exhaustion of raising little ones, that's not always easy to do, is it? But it's in the coming that the delight can be found in reading God's word daily. Ladies, if you start the pattern now in setting time aside to read in God's word, it's going to carry you through years of your parenting. Have you ever just wished for 5 minutes peace? Just 5 minutes during your busy mothering day? Even just 5 minutes to be alone with God? Coming to him just for a few minutes? Well, that reminds me of a children's book. It's called 5 Minutes Peace. I've given it to some of you in this room. It's about a family of elephants. The mom is looking for just 5 minutes, 5 moments to herself, but the kids follow her everywhere. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. This mom had to get very creative to try and find 5 minutes peace, 5 minutes to be alone. How can you find 5 minutes, just a few moments, to be with the Lord throughout your day? You might have to get creative. So I want to give this book away to the woman in the room that has the most children currently. So who Who has more than three or more kids? Raise your hand if you have three or more kids. One. All right, you already win.
She needs buttons. Awesome.
You might enjoy that book more than your kids, but, you know, whatever it takes, right? Let's get back to our verse in verse 3. He, this blessed man, is like a tree. I love that the Lord gives us examples and ways to understand his truths by things that are right in front of us, like the trees on your table. So how are we like a tree? How do we become this blessed tree? Well, that brings us to the next few words in our verses here. This blessed man is planted by streams of water. First, this tree had to be planted as a tiny seed, and then it grew, and it grew into that tree. Planted means to set, to be fixed in place, established, permanence. Ladies, this is an intentional act. This blessed man has been intentionally planted by our divine gardener. Where has he been planted? By its source of life, streams of water. This water, ladies, refers to God's word. That's where we thrive. A tree by a river has a continual source of what it needs. So it's not going to wither away because it's always connected in getting what it needs. So maybe we should ask, if we're constantly feeling needy, are we planted by streams of water? Sometimes, sometimes not, right? So we must come to that source, God, daily, sometimes even moment by moment, but we must come as women of God to prayer and reading his word and meditating on it. That just means taking time and being still and thinking about his word. And God has not put you, ladies, where he can't reach you. He's put you in this season as moms of young ones and has given you everything that you need to thrive. I remember being where you're at. I often had a husband, literally, underwater on a submarine for months at a time. And the boys, of course, would get sick and the lawnmower would break and we had no family living nearby. And it was hard. It was hard getting two small boys ready for church, going to Bible study. It was even hard just to sit alone in church with him not there. And during these times, I didn't always feel like I was very well planted by streams of water. Instead, really, there were often times I felt very parched and weary. But when you're thirsty, truly thirsty, even just a sip of cool water can refresh your soul. Again, sometimes we can feel like we don't have time to come to God. As moms of little ones, we can feel like we don't even have any time to concentrate some days, right? But in this season, I can realize, and I want to encourage you, that it's okay. Your time's going to look different. It's a season. And it may not be 30 minutes of a devotional time like you're used to before you had kids, but that's okay. So just take a sip, drink when you can. Come to him in prayer in the wee hours of the night when you're up with your baby and drink. Come to him as you prepare meals for your family, turn on some praise music and drink. Place our verse, Psalm 1:3, above your sink in your kitchen. And as you're washing dishes, meditate on this verse and remember that you are this blessed tree. Well, one of the things I love, I came from California, and I love about living in Virginia is that we get 4 full seasons. I love that. And I'm actually often amazed at the 4 seasons of a tree. I think it's a beautiful picture of God and how he cares for us. You see, there's a season of rest for a tree in the winter, a season of new life growth in the spring, a season of bright vibrant green leaves in the summer, and a season of transformation in the fall. Ladies, as the trees begin to change colors around us this fall, let it remind you that God has brought you to this season of mothering, and He's working in you and through you as well, changing you and transforming you into the image of His Son. Well, as we go on in our verse, it says, we are planted by streams of water and that we yield fruit in its season. God bless you. A tree that yields fruit, it shows its productivity, right? Because a tree doesn't bear fruit for itself, but for others. Sometimes we are in such a hurry, we just want to hurry up and bear fruit. As moms, as women, we want our children to hurry up and just bear fruit. But it takes time, a lot of time sometimes, and growth before the tree is able to bear that fruit. So, how's your tree doing? How are its roots? Are they growing deep? Dig deep, ladies, into God's word, even if it's just one verse at a time and you're meditating on it. Are your leaves withering, or are they strongly attached to the tree, healthy, nourished by drawing near to its source of life? Are you coming to the stream? Drink one sip at a time if need be. Because the time we invest in our own relationship with God, that's key. He allows us to grow and mature in our faith and to bear beautiful ripe fruit to pass on to others. Most importantly, our children. That is the holy work that God has called each of us to in this room. And trust me, ladies, my boys are all grown and gone. It doesn't end once they've grown and left the house. Because we can't pass on what we don't possess ourselves. So this season, it doesn't always look the same for all of us. You may be in a season of exciting fruit bearing, and for that, we give great thanks. Yet, you may be in a season of establishing healthy roots or pruning back overgrown limbs, and for that, we can rejoice also. We want to encourage you and moms to trust that the Lord is at work right where you are today. It's why we're here tonight. We're starting a new season of moms with the goal that in due time, our lives will yield great fruit. Each month, we want to come to the source of living water. We want to travel on this road to thriving together, planting ourselves securely beside His streams, being nourished by His word, and to bear fruit in its season and thrive. Finally, the last word that pops out to me in our theme verse is prospers. As we learned earlier, prospers is another word for thriving. But honestly, ladies, this word prosper, it causes me to pause because the world, it wants to tell us that prosper means success, wealth, possessions, a nice house, perfect kids, the right job, the right school, Pinterest perfect life. I don't believe that's how the Lord sees His children prospering. It's not wrong that we have those things because they're blessings, right? But to prosper, it doesn't mean that life's always going to be easy or pain-free. It means that we're living in the will of God. And when the storms come, and they will come in our lives, that well-rooted tree, it's going to be able to stand firm and prosper. But to prosper, we must be in Christ. In Colossians 2, 6, and 7, the Apostle Paul writes, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Well, I don't know about you, but in Him, those words, they bring me great peace. Why do they bring me peace? How hopefully can they bring you peace? Well, because prospering is found in being rooted in Christ, rooted and grounded in Him, connected to Him daily as our true source of life. It's not about us, ladies. It's all about Christ. Being in Him, letting go and resting in Him, it frees us up to embrace the process that God has designed for each of us. That's why He calls us blessed. He does the work in our hearts and in our lives. It's His work. We just need to come. Come with open hearts, seeking Him on this thriving road. Remember, ladies, you are blessed because God has planted you by streams of water, and in His season, you will bear fruit, because in Him, all that we do will prosper. So we want to give you extra time tonight to get connected at your tables, but we wanted to welcome you and invite you to come with us this year in Mums, to come and see how each month we can thrive in our motherhood, how we can grow together in our motherhood, hopefully around the relationships you build starting tonight around your tables. So as we come to our table time, we want to pray that you will be encouraged, that you'll be challenged, and that you can discuss and grow together as we share time talking and encouraging one another on our road to thriving in our motherhood. Let's pray and then have some table time. Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you call us blessed and that you have given us all that we need to thrive, that you have given us your living water, your word. And I pray, Father, that starting tonight even, that we can encourage one another to stay connected to those streams of life, that we can grow together in our walks, that we can grow together in our mothering and encourage one another. I thank you, Lord, that in this season, you know exactly where each of these women are, what they need, what their struggles are, what their joys are, and you have them exactly where you want them. And tonight you have them in this room because they want to draw closer to you. So I pray that you would encourage them, help them to be patient with themselves, with their children, with their families, that it takes time to grow and to grow fruit, to be that fruit-bearing tree, and that they can work on themselves as women of God to draw close and be in Christ so that they can pass the truth of your word and who you are, our Lord and Savior, onto their children, and that they could rejoice in knowing that in you they can prosper in life, in their mothering, each day in their families. And we thank you for table time. I pray for connections and encouraging conversations, Lord. And we just thank you for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.